This is the DNS Industry, Middle East, Pomeray, March 8th, 1630 to 1800 hours.
So ladies and gentlemen, we'll be starting shortly. If you want to help yourself with some tea or coffee, please do before we start.
Okay, good afternoon everyone. Welcome to our DNS industry update for the Middle East. My name is Bahar Asmat. I work for ICANN. Thank you. I'm part of the Global Stakeholder Engagement team. Just before we start, I'd like to note that we have interpretation service in the room. So we have English, Arabic, and French. So please, I would encourage you to use them and speak the language of your choice. So today, you're not going to hear from ICANN for a change. You're going to hear from our community members and supporters and partners who have been working with us and helping us in our efforts in the region to further develop the domain name industry. We have five speakers today. If I'm not mistaken, we're going to try to limit the presentations to the first half of the session and keep the second half for Q&A. I'll introduce the speakers quickly, and then we will go straight to their presentation, and I'll take them by the order of speaking. To my left, Hadia Al-Minyawi. Hadia is the director of the DNS Entrepreneurship Center in Cairo, and she's going to talk to this new initiative that we launched last year. Second speaker is Tom Barrett. Tom is the CEO of Incirca. Incirca is one of the ICANN accredited registrars working out of the U.S. And Tom has been working with us in many activities over the past year. In particular, he was the one who developed or designed the business track of the DNS Entrepreneurship Center. Third, we're going to hear from Jurid and Emily Taylor, two-in-one slot. Both Jurid, Emily Taylor Consulting have conducted a market study, DNS market study in the Middle East, and they're going to share with us the results of this study. The final report has been posted on the ICANN website last week. And then we're going to move to two of our experts in the region who have been in this business for quite some time, and they're going to share with us some of their experiences. We have Mohammed Zidane. Mohammed is the general manager of Dotshabaka. Dotshabaka is one of the new GTLDs. It's an IDN GTLD, and he's going to talk to this experience. And we also have Hamza Aboulfatah. Hamza is from Morocco, and he is the CEO of Genius. Genius is one of the ICANN accredited registrars as well. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Hadia to talk about the DNS Entrepreneurship Center.
Could you please say that they provide their names and affiliation?
Yes, please, for the record, make sure you provide your name, affiliation, and this also applies to anyone who's going to make an intervention afterwards. And also, Milena is helping with the presentations and the chat room and all this, so if you want to scroll your slides, please just ask her to do so. I did mention the interpretation. Yeah, thank you. Hadia.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Hadia Al-Minyawi. I'm the newly appointed director for the Domain Name System Entrepreneurship Center. Next, please. So the agenda is I'm going to talk about the DNSEC vision and mission, both of which have been revisited recently. Then I will talk about what we are doing currently. We'll look at what we are looking ahead, and then it's a Q&A session. Next, please. So a brief background, this center is a result of a partnership between ICANN and the National Telecommunication Regulatory Authority of Egypt to foster the domain name system in the region. ICANN provides the mentors and training programs, and NTRA incubates the center during its early stages, providing facilities and hiring a small team, which is me. Next, please. So, the vision. Our wider view is to help in the success and growth of the startups and entrepreneurs that want to enter the business. We want to provide them with mentorship and expertise and networking among, and help networking among entrepreneurs and their coaches. Next, please. Mission. We have two strategic goals. Our first strategic goal is to develop a robust and healthy domain name ecosystem in Africa and the Middle East. And the second strategic goal is to act as a repository for the industry in the region. We want to be like a container for all information and resources related to the industry. Next, please. So what we aim to, we want to see a healthy and competitive DNS market in the region. We want to see more resellers, more registrars, more ICANN-accredited registrars, work on the policies to have international registrars. We want to work on building the industry as a whole. Of course, networking between TLD operators. We want them to share their challenges, their success stories, their business models, work on points of interest that could be, for example, policies. And I can say here that maybe we started our very first meeting yesterday. Also, encouraging startups, as I said in the beginning, is very important. We want new players to be in the market. As I said, it needs to be healthy, free of monopoly. Another very important goal of ours is partnership. We would like to partner with industry leaders. We want them to help us build the industry in the region, and in return, they benefit engagement with the region and advertise themselves. When we talk about capacity building, we also definitely have in mind building a network of decision makers that can later contribute to ICANN's policies and decision making. Next, please. So, current work. Next. First, I would like to highlight some of the factors that were mentioned in the URID study. First, I would like policies. Many of the registries have complex policies and procedures, both for registration and for accrediting registrars. Prices, we can see in many cases very high prices for registrations. We are talking about $150 or more. Many of the international registrars refrain from entering the market due to the policies that exist today and also due to the technical feasibilities and infrastructure that exists. Many of the registrars in the region have challenges with building successful or developing successful business models. The sales are very weak as well in the region, and that's why registrars refrain from entering this market. Next, please. So currently we are working on building the domain name industry in the region. We are working with registries, with registrars, with businesses interested in the domain name industry as a whole. Next, please. What we are doing with registries currently is building capacities and expertise. And when we say capacity and expertise, we talk about all aspects of operation. We talk about policy, we talk about marketing, we talk about technicalities. Also, it's very important for the registries to engage with the registrars, to have a dialogue. A cooperation also between the registries. These are all aspects that we are working on. Next, please. What we expect to see out of this is, of course, a growth in the top-level domain registrations. Also, maybe after liberalizing the policies and having better infrastructure, we could have international registrars, which would definitely have a good impact, a competitive impact on the market. It could lower the prices, it could better the services. So these are all things that we are looking to see out of the out of our working with the registries. Next, please. Registrars. So when we talk about registrars in the region, I must mention that some countries don't have registrars at all. They work through direct registrations. I'm not necessarily saying that this is good or bad, but I'm just stating what it is. And ICANN accredited registrars, I think we have about 24 in the region. We have 8 in Turkey, 5 in South Africa, 4 in UAE, 1 in Morocco, Tunis, Kuwait, Nigeria, Cameroon, Ghana, Jordan, and Pakistan. So definitely working with the registrars to develop capacities is a target. We want to help them to develop their business models because many of them are struggling to have successful business models. Help them maybe develop resellers packages. Next, please. Again, what we expect out of this is to have a more competitive market, have more registrars and resellers in the region, better the services, lower the prices, and maybe this will build up the users' confidence because users in the region currently prefer to register outside their domains outside of the region. Next, please. Businesses interested in the industry. We would like to work with them, let them know more about the industry, help them build expertise. If there are applicants who are interested to become generic top-level domain registries, we are very happy to keep them informed about the future rounds and maybe assess them through the whole process when it's time. Next, please. Again, what we look to see out of this is impacting the market directly, having new players in the market, having a market free of monopoly, having more people engaging in ICANN's policy, growing the market. Next, please. The workshops that the center has conducted so far. The first one was a DNS business development workshop. It was in April 2015. Topics were DNS business and policy overview, DNS industry overview, DNS business development overview, DNS operations overview, DNS new businesses business consideration. The instructors were Thomas Barrett from Encirca Registration and Mike and Neelam from Black Knight Solutions. The second workshop was registry best practice. The topics covered were registry policies and procedures, registry registrar relations, marketing and communication activities, registry social responsibilities. And the instructors were Giovanni Sepia, URID Registry, and Emily Taylor. We had also trained the trainer workshop in June 2015, out of which came nine certified trainers, two of which participated later in the following workshop, which was the DNS operation and the DNS SEC. July 2015, we had the DNS operation, DNS SEC workshop. We had one legal workshop, which talked about uniform dispute resolution mechanisms. Next, please. Also, four SWOT analysis workshops were conducted for local markets in Tunis, Doha, Muscat, and UAE. During these workshops, the registries engaged with their registrars and they came out with some recommendations. The registries are still implementing or on their way to implement these recommendations. So maybe after the implementation of the recommendations, we can get feedback on the effect of those SWOT workshops. Next, please. Okay, these are some pictures from the workshops. What we look ahead for... So, of course, we will continue to build capacity and expertise throughout the region. We want to continue to raise awareness through videos, seminars, outreaching to people. Next, please. I know I'm running out of time. raise awareness about IDNs. As I said before, seek partnerships. This is very important and crucial to us. And we look ahead to provide consultancy, which is one thing we want to do as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Hadia. So we're gonna move on to the next presentation, and we're going to keep questions and comments to the end. Tom, over to you.
Thank you, and thank you, Haida, for that great intro. So I want to talk about the business track for the DNS Entrepreneurial Center. And I already covered some of this back in Dublin and Singapore meetings, but our first workshop was a five-day workshop held in Cairo, and where we basically attempted to cover everything a business might need to develop a new business plan. So it covered marketing research, it covered marketing programs, it covered the technology you need to be a registry or registrar, it covered policy, it covered legal issues. And so that was 5 days. We had 25-30 attendees from about 12 different countries. And I think some of the lessons learned from that first workshop was, first of all, 5 days is a lot of time, and there's a lot of material to cover. Second of all, they weren't startups who were people interested in doing startups who attended the workshop. They were, for the most part, employees of the country code registry or some other government agency, or they were resellers or registrars who supported the CCTLD. So a slightly different profile of attendee for that meeting. And so as an outcome of that, we decided to basically do a roadshow, break this five-day business development class down to a two-day workshop that focused on the marketing and branding aspects of creating or starting a DNS type of business. So as Haida mentioned, we did something in Doha, in Tunis in October, and then just a month or so ago, we did ones in Dubai and Muscat. So I'm just going to give you an idea of what this two-day workshop looks like today on the next slide. And we're using this acronym SWOT, which I'll explain in a second. But it's a way to take an existing organization, in this case a CCTLD registry in particular, and look at the capabilities of that organization. What is it good at? What is it not good at? And then look at its market, in this case a national DNS market, be it Egypt or Qatar or Tunisia, and say, so what are the opportunities in this market and what are the potential weaknesses or competitors that the CCTLD faces in this market? And so day one consists of focusing on this national market, asking the attendees to break out into small size groups and basically do brainstorming, doing the capabilities of their organization and what the organization faces in the marketplace. We have them all come back together. They present what they develop, what they came up with for their brainstorming. We then go through a consolidation exercise. We prioritize what everyone came up with for their various brainstorming exercises. And at the end of the day, you have a what we call a SWOT analysis of the top four or five strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, or threats for that CCTLD registry. And then day two, we start to get into strategies on how to leverage their strengths, minimize their weaknesses, and really pinpoint what are the best opportunities they should be pursuing based on the capabilities of their organization. So on the next slide, just to, in case it's not clear, SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. The first two, strengths and weaknesses, are focused internally on the organization itself. So you have to be somewhat candid about how is the organization's technology, for example? How does it compare to the competition? How about the expertise of their people? How does that compare to the competition? And so they go through an exercise of these different groups to identify what they think are the best strengths and weaknesses of the CCTLD. And then they look at the external factors. What are the new revenue or market opportunities for the registry? What are the threats in terms of competitors? And that's what we call the SWOT analysis. That's day one. And you'll notice day two is flipping that upside down. We call it TOWS or T-O-W-S, which is simply looking at the same thing they did on day one, but now we're trying to compare them up and say, based on the strengths you identified yesterday, what opportunities should you pursue? Because maybe you identified an opportunity, but you don't have any particular expertise or strength that really will allow you to capitalize on that opportunity. So on the next slide, you can just see an example of day one, basically. This is a SWOT analysis for day one. In this case, this is what we did for the .om country code registry. And we probably had 20 or so items that they identified in all these different boxes, but we had them prioritize and identify the top four that the group agreed would be the top four threats, top four opportunities, top three in this case strengths, and top four weaknesses. So that's an example of what they come out with on day one. And again, what's valuable about this is very specific to their national market. It's not a one-size-fits-all. I'm not coming in here and saying, well, here's what we know worked in Canada. It'll work for you too. So they were able to really just address their market, how they deal with their resellers and how they deal with their local laws and regulatory policies, and come up with something very specific to their market. So that's day one. Day two, as I mentioned, is now looking at what they came up with on day one and say, okay, you identified all these strengths. Which of the opportunities should you pursue? So we map the strengths to opportunities. And based on your strengths, how can you avoid or minimize the threats that you see in the marketplace? So, for example, if you're seeing a new entry into the marketplace who's going to start to compete with you, what strengths do you have that allow you to minimize that threat? And likewise, do the same thing for weaknesses and opportunities. You go to the next slide, please. And weaknesses and threats. So an example of what comes out of day two, we take that SWOT analysis and now we make it larger. So it goes from a 2x2 matrix on the next slide to now it's a 3x3. And so you basically have at the top the opportunities and threats. On the left-hand side, you can see strengths and weaknesses. Remember, those are the internal capabilities. And across the top are the external factors. And then we do a comparison for strength one. Which opportunity, can you do something about opportunity one? Is that something you should pursue? For strength one, how about opportunity two? And et cetera. And so they come up with a set of strategies, basically, that fit their particular national market and their organization. So on the next slide again, you can see an example of how this turned out. A one-page picture, basically, of here are the strategies that, in this case, the .om ccTLD registry could do to improve the operations and effectiveness of their registry. So, for example, ST at the bottom top left stands for strengths versus threats. So one way to leverage one of their strengths to minimize a threat is to emphasize their local identity of being a local registry and start to brand .om within the local market as the country's internet brand, basically, for domain names. The other example is focus on the fact that they believe they have high security in their registry. And that will justify the higher prices you pay for .om domain names versus .com domain names. And so this is an example of what the group created after day two. So they then can sit back and say, okay, what's our roadmap for the upcoming year? So how do we take these strategies and actually implement them into new development or marketing programs and so forth? So that's just an overview of what the types of workshops we've been doing. And I think the attendees have been pretty satisfied with the fact that they've been able to walk away with something useful for their organization. Some of the observations we've had after doing four of these, a lot of these country code registries are part of a government agency. In many cases, they're a very small part of a government agency. But they are bureaucratic and often, in many cases, they don't think commercial. They're not proactively recruiting registrars. They're not proactively helping their registrars do marketing and promotional campaigns. And so since they need to compete with commercial registries, they need to develop more of a commercial for-profit mindset. Engage their distribution channel. One of these workshops, the registry was meeting the registrars for the first time ever, which kind of stunned us. So they'd been in business for 10 or 15 years, never met face-to-face with registrars. So clearly they just did not have that commercial mindset that they should engage their channel. We also think there's not enough data. So, you need to have some perspective as a business in terms of how well, how is our product being used in the marketplace? How well does our ccTLD compare to .com or other top-level domains? And there does seem to be a general lack of data available that would help registries analyze that, and it would inform what they should do going forward in terms of promoting their business. So we see that as a big opportunity, is to help provide that data to these registries. Clearly, they need to tie in with their country's brand. Many countries, for example, brand themselves as a place for tourism or banking or medicine. And their internet brand, I think, needs to be tightly tied into that as well. And we do see an opportunity, even though we've been looking at ccTLDs primarily, that there are now some new generic top-level domains going into this space, and they need some similar help. They need to figure out how they're going to brand and market themselves in this market. And so there's an opportunity to help them with a SWOT workshop and do a full-blown business development type of exercise. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. And now we're going to hear from Giovanni Sipia and Emily Taylor.
Thank you, Baya. And thank you again for the opportunity to present the final outcome of the DNS study for the Middle East and adjoining countries. As Baha said at the very beginning, this is a study that has been conducted by different parties. The project leader was URID, the .eu top-level domain registry with a partnership with Oxford Information Labs, OXIL, Emily Taylor, Internet Research, and AGIP, which stands for Abu Ghazaleh Intellectual Property. And I would like, first of all, to say that it was an extremely interesting experience. We started the study in June 2015, and we delivered a very first draft in late September, early October. And then we went through two rounds of refinements of this study. And the current outcome, we believe that shows, without assessing, but we just wanted to really show how the environment is in the different countries we have investigated. It was a great partnership, and I would like to acknowledge also the great responsiveness and also friendship with which we received the data from local registries and registrars. Without them, we could have never made this study. And it was really a great and valuable input that we receive regularly from all the study, all those registries and registrars in the region who, they really contributed soundly to the study itself. I also would like to acknowledge that we managed to get a lot of contacts during our participation in the workshop that we had last year in Cairo, where we were very happy to share our best practices and to also learn from the participants about what were their needs. Because I believe listening is a great component of the job which we have done. So thanks again for the opportunity. And that said, I leave the floor to Emily for the first slides. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you very much, Giovanni. So just, we're very short of time. I could talk for the entire 90-minute session on the study itself, but you'll be pleased to hear I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to take you through some very selected highlights from our findings. Obviously, you can't really have a healthy and vibrant domain name marketplace if you are struggling with the basic connectivity and access. And so one of the things that we did to start with was to try and look throughout the region on some basic metrics to let us know how long people were spending online, what percentage of people had connection to the internet. Although internet penetration rates vary greatly in such a diverse region, overall we were finding that 30% of users, or just over, were spending 3 hours or less online per day. And this, I think, is quite a significant factor that should be borne in mind. That automatically suggests that many people are not able to use the internet in their workplace, for example. Otherwise, they would be spending more time, perhaps, online. And so, yes, we did see a huge range, but that was the average overall. Now, going into the study, and I think this really supports the remarks of Hadia and also of Tom, one of the anecdotal things that people were saying about the region, and we have been exchanging with our partners and colleagues for many years, is that local hosting industries, registrar industries in the region are quite weak. And this came through in the data. We looked at the most popular websites across each country in the region and found that less than 5% are hosted locally, either in country or even in the region. Moving up to the top of this, again, looking at the popular websites of the region. So before diving down into the domain name system, we found to our surprise that English dominates as the language of many of the most popular websites in the region. And I'm going to come back to that in a second. That is a very high proportion and is above the global norm, which is 55%. Already English overrepresented internationally as the language of web content. But for the region, we found this even more so, something that surprised us. Next slide, please. So, we also conducted a user survey as part of the study, and we were finding, we wanted to know, are users in the region doing the same sort of things as we would expect, you know, from international users? And the answer is actually yes. You know, for example, we could see that many users had uploaded content to social media, photos, videos, and so on. Interestingly, if you're thinking about the domain name market, 31% of users in our survey had actually uploaded content to a website, which obviously would have a domain name. We could see that users in the region switch language with immense flexibility according to context. English and French remain key languages, obviously, for the large part of the population. But nevertheless, users were showing a very strong preference for using their local language in whether that be Arabic, Farsi, Urdu, when interacting with their friends and with their government. When they're on social media or, you know, interacting with shopping, they're much more flexible, would tend to use English, for example. But websites are preferred to social media when people are interacting with governments or with business. Next slide, please. Next slide. The one before that. Thank you. So, overall, there are currently just under 2.9 domain names associated with the region, and that breaks down into about 1.5 million CCTLD registrations, about 1 million GTLD registrations that are hosted in the region, and approximately, I would say, a minimum of 0.4 million domain names, GTLDs, hosted outside of the region. That is just 1% of the world's registered domain names. Nevertheless, perhaps it's associated with the comparatively low numbers, we are seeing very high double-digit levels of growth in percentage year on year. So there are good signs. When looking at internationalised domain names, a particular interest of URID, and we study each year with UNESCO and VeriSign IDN adoption, and obviously IDNs in the region have a special place, Arabic script. We could only find 21,000 IDNs across the region, of which half are in associated with the Turkish CCTLD.tr, which uses the Latin script. But in terms of looking at the potential for the market, users told us that they are more likely than, in fact, global counterparts to do direct navigation, in other words, to type the domain name directly into the navigation bar when browsing. And also, nearly all users that we surveyed check the domain name before clicking on search results. So domain names, memorable domain names, definitely have a place. At that, I will pass over to Giovanni. Thank you.
Thank you, Emily. The next few things I'm going to say are about registries, registrars, and registrants in the region, which we have investigated. And as you can read in the slide, the domain name penetration throughout the region is quite low. Regarding registries, most of the CCTLD in the regions, they are having quite strict policies, or policies that could be refined to become more accessible to international registrars. There's also another element which is quite crucial in the life of any registry, no matter where it is located, which is the process of the delegation and transfer of the registry management. And this is a process that most of the times impacts significantly on the domain name penetration of a local TLD in a country, because usually a transfer of a registry top-level domain happens with a series of issues that impact those who are already having the local CCTLD registered and those who like to register. So, because it takes some time for things to be up and running again. And there is also, and this is something that we always recommended, and also we recommended during the DNS Entrepreneurship Center workshop, which we attended last spring in Cairo, that we only always recommend those registries to become more engaged at international level, especially in the regional country code organizations, because they are really the bridge to best practices, which can indeed benefit the refinement of policies, the refinement of registrar relations, the refinement of marketing strategies. There is one important aspect I'd like to underline, that we have in no way, you know, our objective was in no way to criticize, but just to present some facts from the region. And what going through the region, what came to my mind was when I started working in this business in 1999. And if I think about the European registries in 1999, and if I look at the region now, I find so many similarities. And I give you a very, very practical example. I started working in the .IT registry in 1999, and at that time, the .IT registry was having extremely strict policies. And in 1999, it took the Italian registry 3 letters to the court of to the European Court of Justice before they started changing the policies, because until 2000, the Italian registry was allowing only Italian residents to register a .IT domain name. And then this was something against the European Union laws. But before making the registry understand this point, it took really 3 letters to the European Court of Justice from registrants and registrars, and then only after the 3 letters and quite a lot of money invested in legal people, the registry said, okay, maybe it's time to move forward and change our policies. So again, the registry situation which we have seen in this region is has incredible opportunities to further develop and also to become closer to the international to the current international let's say environment of registries. Next slide, please. In terms of the registrar market, what we have seen is that the registrar market in most of the countries we investigated is quite weak, and the main reason is that because most of the, let's say, local top-level domains are registered via local registrars, and there is not much competition coming from international registrars, who are those who usually they bring a sort of input in the local registrar community to progress, to make changes, to introduce new promotions, to become closer to the customer. Also, one element that has been also highlighted by Tom and Adia is this lack of, let's say, dialogue between the registry manager and the registrar. If we have seen that if you work in anywhere in a registry, registrar, registrant model, the communication with the registrar, between the registry and the registrar, is essential, because registrars are the channel of your sales, and therefore they need to be well informed and up to speed if you want them to promote your product. In terms of the registrar market, We have seen that in many countries, the main name business, they compete a lot with the social media. It's much faster to get a social media account than register a domain name. And it's much easier because of various factors which we have analyzed in the study. And in many countries, there is also the registrants. They were quite complaining about the lack of local providers, the lack of interaction with local providers. Most of them, they buy just a domain name. They don't buy added services, but that's because the added services are not offered to them at the moment they buy a domain name. And many of the registrants we have investigated, they were not able to name the registrar through which they register a domain name. And that's also a matter of branding. If you are a registrar, branding the registrar in the local community, make sure that, you know, via the good sales channel, via the good marketing promotions, the registrar becomes a reference point for a registrant in the region. Next point, please. Next slide, please. So we have concluded the study with some recommendations. And again, there are recommendations which will be happy, like we have done during the course in Cairo and via other engagement we had in the region, to further elaborate, but also to will be happy not only to leave this as something on paper, but to provide more input, and we'll be happy to do that anytime in the future. So the recommendations are that there is a room for diversity in business models and registry structure. Local operators, no matter if they are registrars or registries, they should look for setting clear strategies with measurable goals. In many cases, liberalizing policies, deregulating policies can be a good driver for growth, but it should not stop there. It should be, again, a strategy. Should be, steps after the deregulation that allow the registry to further grow. Registrar relationship, we have said that they are key in any registrant model. And it would be also desirable that international registrars, they become part of the sale channel in the region, because they can drive further growth. And again, they can also stimulate the local registrars to do better. And the last point, which is essential, especially for the registry operator, is that we warmly recommend a full engagement in CCTLD regional organizations, as well as in centers like the one that has been recently developed in Cairo, about which Adia gave the presentation, because, again, only by exchanging best practices and only by learning from others' experiences, we can see there's going to be, faster development. What I'm saying that probably there's going to be development in any case, but by getting more engaged in this kind of international consortium, you can get the most in a shorter time frame. That said, I'd like to thank again ICANN for giving us the opportunity to develop this study. It was an incredibly interesting experience. It was a learning process for ourselves too. So we were, as I said, we were very, we loved to listen to the experiences, and we would like not to leave this on paper, but to continue to help all the stakeholders, registries and registrars, especially in the region, to further develop. Thank you.
Thank you, Giovanni. Thank you, Emily. Moving on, we have Mohamed Zidane from Deutsche Bank.
Good afternoon, or probably good evening already. So just to start, I'll give you a bit of a brief about Shabaka. So Shabaka is the world's first, it is the world's first new top-level domain. It was launched in early 2014 with the objective to provide end-to-end Arabic online experience on the internet. So just for those who don't speak Arabic, it translates to .web in English. So When we started working on Docevka and before the launch, I probably said that before many times, but we saw the region, MENA region as an underserved region with very little and very small number of companies operating within the domain namespace. But at the same time, Arabic was and probably still the fifth most spoken language on Earth. So we looked at the online community in MENA, and we were really seeing them taking the IDN and embracing it and taking it to the next level, which did not happen. All right. So pre-launch, as we were moving towards the general availability, we started seeing many issues that needed immediate attention. At that time, it was mainly from us. And these issues, the four most important ones, I would summarize as follows. Number one would be the lack of awareness of the GTLD program. People within the region, not just, of course, end users or those who browse the web, but even the professionals operating within this space did not know enough about the program. Number two would be the lack of GTLD registrars again within the
slides. Shall we move the slides on?
No slides for me. Yeah. No, I know.
Okay.
So there was a lack of the GTLD registrars within the region. And even if we talk about the global ones, they did not have that big involvement in the region or enough attention on our market. Number three is the lack of understanding in how to sell in MENA. And that can be summarized in three different areas. Pricing is one of them, payment methods is number two, and the most important, which is knowing the behavior of the MENA registrants. What do they want? How do they behave? What domains do they register? And above all, what do they do with these domains after registering them? Number four would be the lack of MENA related case studies, of course, about the industry, which at that time was a big issue. But now my colleagues here have already spoken about the recently launched report, which of course saves a lot of effort that we invested in the past, and we almost got nowhere at that time. So upon launch, and as we started promoting Docevka, and as we started marketing the product, we needed to find some workarounds to deal with these situations. And I know Hadia here mentioned the number of accredited registrars in the region, but there are only three who are really active. We have Tag Domains, we have Genius here, and we have KuwaitNet in Kuwait. And with all the issues with GTLDs at that time, we had to work with the global registrars. But again, these global registrars did not have any Arabic interfaces, which of course contradicts with what we were trying to sell and offer in the market. We wanted to provide this end-to-end Arabic experience, and the very first step was in English. You have to register the name, you have to go and search for it, pay, and carry on. All has to be done in English. So then we started supporting some of the key registrars, key partners in building their Arabic interfaces and in building landing pages for Shabaka in particular to try to overcome the situation. And to deal with a major issue, which is the awareness part, we at that time had nothing to do other than investing in advertising and PR, which again did not pay back the way that we wanted it to. And some of the activities that we've done, just when it comes to PR and advertising, which because we did many, we did invest in direct advertising, online advertising, TV we did not do, social media presence, PR coverage, event sponsorship, and we even worked with ambassadors. And ambassadors in the meaning that we approached the big players in the market, and I'm talking about the internet businesses that have massive reach, and we tried to bring them on board, to convince them to register domain names, to activate them, to promote them, and of course to register more names thereafter. All right, so these are some of the activities that that we've done, and each one of them has led to several more complications, which required more and more attention. I know everything that has been said before me was positive, and I tend to be the negative person in here. But that's okay. So there is someone more negative than I do. Okay. So as a result, we realized that it was more complicated than we anticipated, and there are even more issues that need attention, that require attention and should be dealt with. And some of these issues was universal acceptance, which wasn't still an issue, but apparently we got used to it. So At that time, most of the email applications would crash if you use a Shabaka email address. Most of the browsers don't recognize it. And if they recognize it and you try to copy the URL, you get it as an XN dash dash, etc., which is a puny code. And many, many more issues. We also noticed that transliteration could be an issue. We all know that Arabs use Latin characters along with Latin digits. It's not Latin digits, it's actually English digits to represent Arabic words, and we see the 3, 5, 6, 8, 9 all over the conversations, and even in domain names. There are hundreds of domain names that are using these combinations. So we don't really know the implications of transliteration on what we're doing. People might not need us. We might come to this conclusion at a certain stage because they do transliteration. And we also noticed that demand barely exists, probably because of all these issues. Registrations at the beginning were at the peak, and then they started dropping, and then they've got linear and then growing at a very small base. And we come to the final conclusion, which is education. And education, we learned this the hard way. Educating the audience is mandatory, and it will help us solving all the issues that we encountered. On daily basis, I meet with the audience that we've decided to target after reworking our go-to-market plan several times throughout the past years. And I talk to entrepreneurs, I talk to startups, I talk to existing online businesses. And unfortunately, and ironically at the same time, some of them don't know what ICANN is. They don't know what we do. We are a registry. Okay, so you sell domain names, but we don't. So you have to take all the way back and start from the very beginning and lose the time allocated for your meeting. And instead of talking about Shabaka, just give awareness session. So we have an issue with awareness. We have an issue with education, and the recommendations that I would really like to share with you are just four main points. And the very first one of them is that we really need to educate the market about the industry, about what we do, and about the GTLD program overall. And the next point, we really need to work closely with industry experts, with industry leaders. And when I say I know we're experts, but we're experts in what we do, I'm talking about the real internet industry, where these websites talk to the end users and have the real mass audience. We really need to approach these people and bring them on board. We did with so many ambassadors. We brought them on board. They registered the domain names. When activating them, the best that they would do is that they would do redirection, 301 forwarding. And in order to convince them to do 302, it takes probably 2-3 weeks. And in order to convince them to fully activate it and use it probably with a landing page or with a microsite, we end up nowhere. This is what needs to be done at this stage. In addition to these points, I would really love to see more studies, more case studies about the region, about the audience. What has been done is great, especially that we learned the hard way. But what needs to be done over the coming months is more and more important. We have to be more precise with our case studies, and we have to be more precise with the audience segments that we analyze and study. And the last one, which is less important than the first three, is mainly about registrars. I really would like to see registrars with end-to-end Arabic experience with full purchase funnel that is in Arabic language. I really want to see them offering a variety of solutions, especially when it comes to added value services, because that will help teaching the audience how to utilize these domain names, not just register and park the name and learn over time what to do with it or how to do it. All right, and that's it for me.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Mohammed. Next, we have Hamza Abulfatah from Genius. Hamza, last but not least.
Thank you so much. First of all, thank you for the invitation. And second, I couldn't help but notice that you are actually using a gns-ec.eg domain to develop the ecosystem in Africa and Middle East. That doesn't work that way. Focus on Egypt. We will focus on Morocco. People from Tunisia will focus on Tunisia, and then we'll connect the dots. This is how we could get there. I just registered the gns-ec.ma domain, so we will do this GNS entrepreneurship, and we'll need your help, you know, to just duplicate the same work you are doing in Egypt, and we'll be doing it in Morocco. And I think this thing should be like deployed all over the country, all over the continent. So this is how we could really address this issue, because this is more of a local issue that needs to be addressed locally, and then we can have a global vision. So that was the first thing. The second thing is more registrars. I've been hearing this thing since 3 years ago. And 3 years ago, actually, in Addis Ababa, we met with the CEO of ICANN, who was just starting back then. And he said that he wanted to have 25 registrars in the region in the next 2 years. Well, of course, that didn't happen. And back then, I told him that domain names are not drugs. It's not by increasing the number of registrars that will be selling more domains. And that's a fact. I mean, people that just don't wake up in the morning and like start scratching, I did not domain, I did not .com. It doesn't work that way. So more domains won't increase the number of registrants. That's a fact. The third point is marketing. You know what?
Actually, this is a very important part. There are, Atakad, this is the problem.
Just bugged at that point because
I didn't understand either, by the way, and I'm Arab.
So people wouldn't understand what you are selling if they don't know what you are selling. He talked about education. We've done tons of marketing. I'm pretty sure that we haven't spent as much as you did, guys, but we did spend thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars in marketing, and it just didn't pay off because people won't or just don't understand what we are selling. We've tried everything. We didn't do TV because I'm pretty sure that my mom wouldn't understand, my grandma wouldn't understand what a domain name is. Well, my mom, she does, but grandma, not sure. So TV, we didn't do TV. We did online stuff. We did street marketing. We did engage directly with people, and we say we are selling domains. So domains don't go there. People won't understand the thing. So we are trying to sell domains as websites or as emails to get them to register their domains. And still, it didn't work out because it's just, it's just not working at all. So we've stopped doing marketing. I mean, the best marketing we do today is that we don't do any marketing, and it just pays off much better, because, it saves us, tons of money at the end of the year. So regarding the fact to be a registrar, we are a registrar. What do we get from this? Well, I have a mic that I'm talking to you. That's the first thing. The second thing is pricing, not so much. I mean, we pretty much pay much more than resellers. Getting more resellers, For us in Morocco, people won't just buy domains from us because they see us as competitors. They would buy domains and, with all the struggles to pay abroad, and they would go through all these challenges just not to get domains from us because they see us as competitors. I try to understand them, but, at some point, if getting domains from another company would cost me much less, I would do that. So we did actually go ahead and get the ICANN accreditation 5 years ago. But, some of our competitors, just put the ICANN accredited registrar on their website. We've already reported that 3 years ago. They're still having it. No issues about that. People just don't understand what ICANN is. So people don't really. We cannot even use that as an argument. We are an ICANN accredited registrar. Okay, then. So that's impossible to get people that focus on hosting and domain names to get domains from us. We do have a large number of resellers, that's for sure, like web agencies, communications agencies, and we work with them because they know that we don't compete whatsoever with them, and they had rather more confidence getting domains from us than from anybody else. So last but not least, the ICANN support. We've been working very closely for the last 4 years, and there has been many efforts. Baher is doing a tremendous job with FAD. Pierre as well is doing an amazing job. But yet, are they really helping us? Of course they do, but there is much more from ICANN that can do, to not do marketing for us, but just education. Educate the market, prepare the market for us, then we will come and sell domains to them more easily. And like at that point, everyone would be interested in this sector because people will say, okay, how much are you getting from a domain? $1. Okay, how much domains you have? 15,000. Okay, how much money do you profit do you make from all this business? I don't want this kind of business because they won't just make any money from it. But if we are talking about hundreds of thousands of domains or millions of domains like we have in other regions, this is when we can get more registrars. And this is when I would love to have more registrars, but not just there in Idlin, but more registrars that does good for the ecosystem, because it's a work that needs to be conducted with all peers, you know. And at the end of the day, we just want, you know, to have more light in Africa. Thank you.
Thank you, Hamza. This was quite encouraging. Okay, now time for questions and comments. Khaled. Okay, and then there are other two, and then Carolina. Helen, go ahead. Make sure you say your name for the record.
Yeah, you already said it. My name is Khaled Khouba. I'm from Tunisia. Thank you so much for the presentations and for the interventions from both the registry and registrar experiences. I have a few comments and questions to the speakers. First of all, to the center who presented, great presentation about your work. Thank you for that. But I have seen that you have focused more on the normal ecosystem, which is registry, registrar, and reseller. I think now it's obvious that we need to think innovative way, differently, and probably bring people to think about what other new kind business model we can bring them to. Like we can push them to work on things like domaining or second market or any kind of new business model that they can work on. Also, I have been always against the Middle East strategy focusing on bringing people to do business on the Arab world or the Middle East. I think someone who does do internet business should never be closed himself to a small market like Genius or anyone in the market in the region should also focus on other. I mean, he will be able also to sell domain names to anyone on the earth. I may be someone residing in the US and be friend with Hamza and with Genius people and buy from them. There is no constraint for you to sell to other people.
We already do.
So just focusing on the Arab world, I think this is, you are limiting yourself. Question to Emily about the study or anyone from the team. I've seen the number of 2.9 million domain name associated to the region. How much this data is accurate? Because I'm not sure about the number of domain name that people are registering today through the resellers that are associated to with entities registered based in Europe or in the US. To be honest, I do myself have a reseller activity. I'm not based in Tunisia. I'm based in the US. I use a US bank card. I sell domain names to anyone in my countries. And I'm not sure if they are included in your 2.9 million. You don't know me. I'm a US corporated person. So how you would be able to say that there is 2.9 million? I think there is more. And I'm pretty sure that this data will be difficult to get somehow, because I mean, no registrar will be able to, I mean, understand that myself is an Arabic person. My last comment, and this go to ICANN. I think you guys done a great job by this study. The recommendations are
pretty well done and explained it. I highly urge you to reach out directly to the CCT, DLD registry, because they are an important player in the region, and they should probably take those recommendations into action in a way or another, and this will be probably opening a new door for the business. I may give you one idea. I mean, I know, for example, in Tunisia, .dn has been always been solicited by customers in Tennessee. People in Tennessee are interested to register .dn. Why? Because TN is somehow also the code for Tennessee. But due to legal and policy, they are not able to do it. So is it probably time for our CCTLDs to open their activity to a more business-friendly way? It's a question, and I hope that, I mean, they can think differently now.
Yes, I would like to comment about the model that you mentioned. I only mentioned the registries, registrars and registrants as the defined items of the industry, but that doesn't mean by any means that this is the model that has to exist, registry and registrar model. Actually, when we talk about business models, we are open to any kind of business model that can work, and it doesn't have to be at all the registry, registrar model. So basically that's what I wanted to comment.
Yeah, thank you very much, Khaled, for your question. Of the 2.9 million domain names, they fall into three categories. The first, CCTLD registrations, where we got the data direct from the registries, pretty confident of the accuracy there. The second was GTLDs hosted in the region, where we're looking at the IP address related, again, pretty confident that we've got those. The big unknown, which I think is in your question, is this 0.4 million hosted outside of the region. I agree with you. I think that's a minimum number. And I would like to see more resource put into trying to identify more accurately the domains that are hosted out. With the growth of cloud services, the international nature of the business, exactly as you describe, it's very attractive and very simple for people to buy abroad. What we were looking for was clues. And we were looking for, from the region, we were looking for clues denoting Arabic script in the content, Arabic script in the domain name. When you look at the domain names, popular domains in the region, you see that Arabic language is actually a minority of the popular web sites in the region. So that's a complicated thing. But what I'm saying is I think there's more out there. I agree with you. And I think that it's almost a study in itself to try to identify who are the customers of cloud-hosted domains and where are they. I think it would be a very interesting study to do.
I wanted to add something about the policies. You mentioned the need to work on the policies, and I totally agree that in the region we all need to work on the policies and see what works best to foster this industry.
One quick reaction to your point about CCTLDs, Khaled. I totally agree. I personally believe that CCTLDs are main vehicle in developing this industry in the region, and that's why they have been in the core of our sort of outreach and engagement effort. One example of that is the SWAT workshops that Tom presented, and we've been working with the four CCTLDs who organized or hosted these workshops on trying to implement some of the recommendations that they came up with. .tn also is a good example because they started to implement some of those recommendations as well. So we're totally in agreement here. Next question was gentleman over there.
Hello everyone. Farid Al-Hajim. I'm from Morocco and part of the NextGen, ICA NextGen program. I'm an internet user like everyone else here. So I would like to point out, to the study done by the study shown in the first section. So we see that the region lacks lacks actually the main name registrars. So, for example, I've done a study, not a study, for my presentation would be about registrars here in Africa. So in the African region, it's barely 15 registrars. The whole continent has only about 15 registrars. Compared to the US, for example, they have over thousands of registrars. So I would like to return to the analogy made by our fellow Moroccan, the CEO of Genius Communication. He said the analogy with drugs. So I would say that, even if the analogy was a bit shocking, but I would say that when there are more drug dealers, more people know about the drug. So we need more registrars here in Morocco. At least we have to have as many, or at least we have to pass the number of telecom operators we have here, three in Morocco. We have only one registrar here in Morocco. So people don't know about the main name industry because there are few registrars. I think that we have here, for example, in Morocco, many high-tech and IT entrepreneurs. They are interested in technology, in high-tech, but they aren't as interested in the internet business. So why? I will return again to the point and the recommendation made by Hamza, which is education. I think that the biggest problem in the MENA region is education. We have to implement, for example, for the DNS, EC, the Center of Entrepreneurship of the DNS, I suggest making the workshops or extending the activities of the workshops and sessions and presentations about the domain name industry into higher institutions or into universities to present myself as a student. I would like to know, I know about the domain name industry, but many of my colleagues, many of other engineers or everything in the industry, in the field of telecommunications and IT, don't know about this industry. So the best thing to start off with is education. I think these workshops for entrepreneurships has to be made firsthand with students. So implement these workshops with students because they are the future. Once we have students, engineers who know about the domain name industry, entrepreneurs who know about the domain name industry, they will have the ability to create new registrars. We will have as many registrars as possible, and we will have the chance actually to use the Arabic language as effective as possible. Here we, for example, in Morocco, the majority of the websites are in French. The problem is, in Morocco, we have two official languages, which is Arabic and Berber. So we barely have websites, the official websites, of course, we have official websites with Arabic and some of Berber, in Berber. So if we have as many registrars as possible, and if the community is in the know about this industry, in the know about the possibility of having domain names in Arabic, for example, .shabaka, if the community knows about this, they will encourage themselves to implement and to have new domain names in Arabic or in Berber, for example, even if Berber isn't in the list. And I encourage ICANN, by the way, to add it to the list. So that's it for me, and thank you.
Thank you. Any
reaction? I challenge you. I challenge everyone in this room to find me one person who tries to register a domain name in whole Africa or Middle East and cannot do it. Because I will sell him that domain name and the problem solved, you know.
Actually, that's the problem. That's the problem. People don't know about this, about domain name. The problem
so
is education.
Exactly. Education.
Exactly.
It's not by, you know, a registrar. What does a registrar do? They will just sell domains. But this can be done through resellers. There are tons of resellers.
Actually, last comment.
Yeah. We have many questions around the table. Can we take them and then we can come back to you?
Okay.
Okay, if there's time. There was a gentleman over there. Can you come closer to the mic?
And can you please limit your intervention or questions maybe to 2 minutes, because we are running out of time and it seems that there are many questions and interventions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. My name is Anas. I'm also from Morocco, Next Gen. And with your permission, I would like to address my question in Arabic language, if it's okay. Okay, shukran.
As I have said, I will speak in classic Arabic right now. I have realized in some of the interventions that there were some directions and instructions for people working in telecommunications. There was a kind of instructions that we have to follow this kind of targets. And that's it. I have talked about the MENA region. This region has many challenges and disabilities more than the West. I think that we need more instructions to the telecommunications companies. If they have this is very important. What is happening is different, and what you're saying is another thing. You get the instructions, but you do not implement it. So how come this is happening? I think there are lots of stuff that need to be implemented. It is very good that we say, go ahead, apply these instructions. But are there any punishments or sanctions to prevent the privacy of people and et cetera? Thank you.
عربي برضه هو بالتأكيد ما فيش عقوبات.
Actually and certainly there are no kind of sanctions or punishments in this request. I am talking about recommendations that have been developed according to certain studies. Any study in this respect per se, they put recommendations that doesn't have to do with any kind of any instructions, and they are not binding whatsoever. I would like to say that in some regions in the world, they have to implement and enforce these recommendations. For example, these people in the countries in the CCTLDs, they develop policies and implement them on the registrars or the companies that are trying to adopt them. This is a kind or a means of developing recommendations. We cannot do that. What we need to do is that these recommendations must be binding, must be applied, and it should be implemented in the regions. I just wanted to say something. Allow me, but in a very quick way. You have said that this is not an internal matter in the country. It's just a kind of challenge. It is not in our interest to put these recommendations and not to develop them or implement them. Thank you very much.
A very short question. It's about if you in the study found out the percentage of domain names in the region that were registered by local registrars.
I actually can't remember the answer to that question, but I don't think we did split it down to local registrars, partly because I think that one of the things that is getting blurred here is the difference between a CCTLD accredited registrar and an ICANN accredited registrar. I mean, in most CCTLDs, we wouldn't have the visibility of that data. And actually, when you look at most CCTLDs, they would tend to have more locally accredited registrars than would be ICANN accredited registrars. So I'm not quite sure how much it would show you, but I think it's a very good thing to look at and to look at the market share. So, you know, it would be a different answer, I think, in CCTLDs to GTLDs. But thanks for that.
Okay, we have Nadira, Murad, and then Mahmoud, Christine, and the gentleman over there, Nadira.
I am not going to make it long. This is Nadira Ajra from Frills Palestine.
Registration doesn't work as a silo without the web hosting. And I'm doing another study because that I'm trying to formulate a study by myself about and discover there is a weakness, and that's why, as Khaled mentioned, that's why people try to host their website outside of the region. And that's also, we register outside because the value-added services of the hosts in where their host is located. And that's my comment. That's a future study. It has to be done.
Yeah. I'll try to be briefly as I can. So, first of all, I'd like to thank you for this great presentation. I'd like to talk about the centers and the workshops, and especially the one that was organized in Tunis 4 months ago. It was really important. It was in which we succeed to solve many DNS industry issues, and especially relationships between registrars and Tunisian CCTLDs. Just to be brief, I'd like to mention that Tunisian Internet Agency and its team will be ready to be part and to participate and to share experience in the MENA program and workshops. And thank you.
Thank you. Fahad, a remote participant? I will take the remote participant and we'll come back to Mahmoud, okay?
Okay, so we have a question from Brahim, and he says, ICANN waived registrar insurance requirement. Is it the case for registries, i.e. VeriSign and PIR? And then he has a follow-up question. I actually answered this question on the chat room, and I said that ICANN waived registrar insurance just for registrars. The contract between ICANN and the registries is different. So he writes back with a follow-up question saying, quoted from PIR website, and he says, per this section, the registrar is to obtain a comprehensive general liability insurance policy in the amount of at least $1 million for .org. And then he says, so even if I can waive the insurance, applicants still have to get it to sign agreement with registries. This will not help to increase the number of registrars in the region, nor around the world.
Someone from the registrars take this question. Michele?
I cannot speak on your behalf, so, sir.
Thanks, Hamza. Michele Nalen, for the record. I'm also chair of the Registrar Stakeholder Group. Hamza could possibly have spoken to this, but he can go off to strange places with things. ICANN has had an ongoing dialogue which has been driven from senior management down around dealing with what they call underserved regions. There's an entire discussion about what the hell underserved is, which ICANN has failed to answer, but that's another conversation. The insurance requirement in the RAA, attached to the RAA, which is the contract that registrars have with ICANN, has been removed. The registries have individual contracts and are entitled to impose whatever requirements they like. So it's really a case of registrars or in people who are interested in becoming registrars engaging in dialogue with the registries and seeing if they'd be willing to change their contracts to remove those requirements. Now, bear in mind, some GTLD registries, even if they were to waive the insurance requirements, would have very strict credit terms. They might require you to make large deposits. They might impose strict other policies that may prove to be a challenge for you, regardless of what region of the world you're in. But bear in mind, these are contracts between two commercial entities. ICANN may act as a kind of a place where people, if you come to an ICANN meeting, the registries are here, but it is not ICANN the corporation's role to impose any kind of obligation on the registries in that regard. It's outside the scope. Thanks.
It's on the same issue. Type, go ahead. But quickly, Khaled, please. But we'll need to go to Mahmoud and then we'll come.
Just to say that in Tunisia, for example, I have done some work with the insurance companies about the insurance and the e-commerce side. And I have chatted with them also on this question of insuring people that would like to do registrar activity. 100% of them, like I chatted with 10 of the big companies, they said they will not be able to do that service. They don't know how to do it. They don't have this kind of service in there. So this is also something that belongs to the ecosystem in general. I mean, I don't know how you have done in Morocco, but no insurance company in Tunisia would be able to do it.
Mahmoud.
Thank you. Mahmoud Latouf from Tag Domains, one of the registrars in the region. Two quick comments. I would agree with Hamza that nothing would convince a business or an entrepreneur going and having a registrar business than seeing figures and numbers, whether it's feasible or not. If we want to bring more registrars to the table, and I'm not saying this because I'm a registrar, I have a different business model than other registrars, you need to have a vibrant and developed domain name industry in the region. And then other players would join and become registrars. But having registrars in the region would not serve the more registrars would not serve really the domain name industry. Another comment, maybe for reaching out to CCTLD registries would do us everyone, the domain name industry in the region, would do everyone the, a good job. Because now everyone knows that CCTLD registries have different restrictions and really restrict requirements for their CCTLDs, except few. Maybe I can name three in the Gulf area. Morocco and Tunisia have really eased down requirements, but others are really problematic to work with. And you have lots and lots of inquiries and requests to register domain names in those countries, but the requirements are really acting as a repellent for registrants in the region and outside the region. So maybe reaching out to registries in the region, CCTLD registries, would do a good job for everyone. Thank you.
Just a quick comment to agree with that and to highlight that where CCTLDs in perhaps in other regions and in this region have very low barriers to becoming a registrar or, you know, easy to register, then that does tend to have a very beneficial effect on the entire ecosystem in that particular local region, because the majority of locally accredited registrars of a CCTLD won't be in business just selling those domain names. What they will be doing is starting to develop their value add offering, because otherwise they'll go out of business. But what that does do is bring in local services which are richer and more diverse into the locality. And some of those when will be tomorrow's ICANN accredited registrars, but they're not the majority at all. So it's really to support your point and fully agree with it. And I think that the DNS Entrepreneurship Centre is a very good project from that point of view, because it opens its doors to the regional CCTLDs and is offering exchanges of best practice. And we found it an extremely lively and engaged audience who are really keen to learn from one another as, you know, as much as anything.
Thank you very much. This is Christina Arida from the regulator, telecom regulator in Egypt. And I'd like to thank Murat, Emily, for the study, because I think this is the type of things that we need. We've been talking about the challenges in the DNS ecosystem in this region for years, but I think looking at it from an academic perspective and actually analyzing what the problems are is exactly what we need. So I really hope we can have more of that, and I really would like to see the DNS EC Center engage in such studies. And Hamza, I assure you, we're going to register the .Africa and .Arab domain as soon as it goes out. So, so you're not going to compete with us here, but anyways, that was just for fun. My question is, you've looked at the challenges of the region, and you've talked about access on one side, you've talked about hosting and the problems of hosting. Have you looked at the impact of social media? Because it is something that is quite high, I think, usage of social media in the Middle East region. I don't know really about Africa, but I know in the Middle East it's quite high. Is this something that you've looked at and its impact on domain names? Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, we did look at it, and also that, as you, I'm sure, will know, there are some really excellent studies that have come out from the region about the use of social media in the region, which we looked at. But as part of the survey that we did of internet users, we asked about, you know, their social media usage and what sort of environment they liked to use for different activities and for different environments. For example, you know, how do you like to communicate with your friends most? Actually, most people preferred social media to interacting in real life. But with their government and with business, they did prefer a website instead. We asked about what sort of uploading of data, of content they were using, and to what destination. And the majority, as you would expect from the region, are going to social media. It's very easy, it's very quick, it's very cheap. And when you're faced with a complex and expensive and difficult ride to register a domain name, why wouldn't you go to social media? But it's certainly one of the striking things about the region is its incredibly vibrant use of social media, incredibly enthusiastic and strong use, versus the not yet mature domain name market. It's one of the anomalies of the region. It's very interesting.
Well, thank you, Emily. While I have the mic, just one final and quick comment, and maybe that's also to agree with Mahmoud, and maybe for Hamza as an idea. I think registrars, even if they're low in the region, let's see, we only have three that are active, or maybe you have more, I think those are in a better position to pressure CCTLDs in the region. Pressure, and I don't mean in a negative way, but I mean really in a positive way. You have the experience of the international community, and I think this is something the CCTLDs in the region need. I know you're laughing because probably you've tried this many, many times. I know KuwaitNet has also made that. But, I mean, we have to continue to do this. That's the only way because, as was Emily was saying, the complex system of the CCTLDs in the region is putting a barrier. Thank you.
We've been trying to push the .ma for the last couple of months. But what I want to see... maybe if we meet here in the next 10 years, not another study that is saying pretty much the same thing. That's the problem. I mean, even without doing a study, I know the results of the study, you know, because we live here, so we know exactly
you
how
do,
we...
But others do not, and that's the point.
Yes, but what we really need is actions. Do this, and actionable actions. And not just another study that will just, you know, stay there and say, quote it like from time to time, that a study shown that there are 1% domain names in Africa compared to 99% of, you know, the whole world. So,
okay, we have a comment from Giovanni and then remote participant, and then two last comments from the room, and then we're going to close the queue because we're running over time already. Giovanni.
Yeah, a quick comment regarding the use of social media, which what we have seen in the past decade, at least for Europe, is that at some point there was a peak of the use of social media, even by those end users like businesses, who before they were registering domain names, and at some point they decided to stop registering domain names and go to social media. And again, I'm talking about the category of businesses. And what happened now, recently in the past 2 or 3 years, is that businesses, they're abandoning the social media. They're going back to domain names because they have, let's say, they have experienced the social media, and they know that at some point having your own domain name is much more valuable. So this is probably the kind of education which for certain kind of customers must be done anywhere, not only in this region, but anywhere. And again, I'm not speaking against social media, but I'm saying that the power that you have in your hands when you have your own domain name is much, much broader than the power when you have a social media account. And very last and quick points. I hear that, you know, I hear there is a sort of a wish for ICANN, for many to do more. I believe that what ICANN is doing is a lot. And then you should start building from this, and step by step moving forward. do not rush. Just get what you are being offered at present and build on that. I think this would be a good recipe for the future. So, and again, acknowledge your diversity, acknowledge the limits, and from then you start building. Thank you.
So we have a question from Zakir from Pakistan, and he says, and his question is on the DNS Entrepreneurship Center, and he says, in addition to the technical and business tracks, to what extent can we expect the DNS EC to affect the regional DNS industry policy and regulations landscape, particularly the CCTLD related? Is there any plan at present?
Well, definitely, yes, we can. We can set up workshops for capacity building, and if he feels that he needs they need policy development, definitely we can have workshops on that. But bearing in mind that we are not the ones that are going to set these policies, but we can work together and help them find their own policies that would work with them.
Thanks.
Just for the record, there were some discussions taking place in the remote participation room, and it was just discussion amongst the participants who are participating remotely. I suggested to them that I will not be reading their comments, and they were fine with that. So just for the record.
Right. Right, I'm Mohammed Irfan from National University of Sciences and Technology, Pakistan. Firstly, I would like to acknowledge the effort put in for this research, and I would appreciate the way it has been done and the various statistics which have been presented. Now, the second part, which I actually would like to know out of this, is like so many people getting registrations in the other regions. So this thing points out something wrong. Then you interacted with PKNIC probably for this, must have interacted with the PKNIC. So PKNIC is not, they haven't implemented DNS security. So that is another concern which probably relates to some of the other things like DNS poisoning or certain other areas which probably need more attention. And then there are some specific forums which can be utilized for sharing such studies for the mutual benefit. Because if you make a study, you probably have less visibility as to the ground realities. So in our area, probably internet finance or internet banking, that's not on. So it's more of the thing is inclined towards the social media. So that is the basic attraction. And then if the study is shared with some of our R&D organizations, like ICANN already had conducted some workshops with National University of Sciences and Technology. So it can actually provide us some insight to what you have identified, and maybe we can also share something for the mutual benefit. And in this way, this can be mutually sort of agreement on certain things. Second point is, like, you know, once we refer to registry and registrar and this model, the fact is, like, if person has made a business case in those times once ICANN was not there or these definitions were not defined, so it means that he has a way to do, he has established his own way of doing business. So we also need to study that way of doing business. Just relate it to your way of doing or your way of thinking that you perceive it like this is the right way. But because of certain reason, there is a different way in which business is being done there. So those things can bring more solid content to your study, and it will help to further improve its quality. Thank you.
We'll take the final comment or the last comment, and then a final sort of reactions from the speakers, and we'll close the session. So last comment there.
So my comment is comprised of two points. Well, the first point is for the registrars. So it's quite natural that the registrars here in the region don't want any competition. So I get that. But I think that they have to bear in mind that if we have more registrars, it's better. It's beneficial for them. So like the lady said, if we have more providers of the same basis service, we will have more competition on value-added services. So with that, we'll get the development of the domain name industry in the region. That's the first part of my remark. The second is to reiterate my interest in the DNS-EC on the region is I reiterate that you have to engage students, academic institutions with workshops and presentations about the domain name industry. And that'd be all. Thank you.
Thank you.
For the first question.
Okay, go ahead.
First question. You go to Google, all right? You type ICANN accreditation application, and there you go. You will be the second ICANN. I would love to have you, as not as a competitor, but as a fellow ICANN accredited registrar. So don't ask people to do things. Just do it yourself and get done with it.
Thank you. And there was also the two comments from the previous...
Yes, I actually wanted to react to the gentleman from Pakistan and to say, yes, I think that mutual, you know, this is a start. It's certainly not the final word on either the region or the domain name system or the development of the internet. You make a very good point about the importance of the availability of internet banking and actually how much of your population is banked, you know, and what sort of payment methods are there. There are some really basic building blocks that need to be in place before a vibrant internet ecosystem can exist. But totally in favour of exchanges with academic institutions and furthering the sum of the knowledge because, you know, having an evidence base for policy making in whatever environment I think is useful rather than anecdote or just advocacy. Thank you.
Just a simple comment. I totally agree that we have to outreach to education institutes and maybe schools as well. Hamza, I just want to tell you that we, by no means, do we intend to be the only entrepreneurship center in the region. We encourage other centers to exist as well, and we will cooperate together to build the industry together.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for coming. I'd like to thank our interpreters who stayed 30 minutes over the hours. And also please join me in thanking our speakers. Thank you.